Hello and welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is overreacting. Am I overreacting? I don't know. I'm joined by two people who, frankly, do give us some of the best reactions on this show.
What? What? How could you?
Courtney and Arasha are here. We're going to be seeing more of that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
What do you think the chances are of something giving you the type of reaction where you literally get up off the couch and run around? We have a lot more room now.
Yes. We do.
To run around.
We do have more space. This couch is a little bit bigger. I can just roll around and just start just going crazy
bigger
moshing.
Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The poof went
You cannot
tight.
Throw that poof at me.
Well, okay, well, challenge accepted.
Yeah,
okay, well, I have a pillow now.
Oh, cool, good luck. Good luck.
So you're gonna, like, fend it off? If I throw poof, you'll return the pillow?
I will block with pillow, throw pillow.
Okay.
This is
stay tuned.
This is our first time on the Reddit set. How is this chair for you?
It's nice, it's comfortable.
Hell yeah.
I feel like it's the Martin Scorsese thing now, where I'm like... Like, I'm fully locked in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for the stories today. I feel like the reactions, like, it can be either so bad that I can't even move and I go inside my body.
Yeah.
Or where I need to frolic out of anger.
Mm-hmm. Or just throughout the story, just being like, what? Huh?
I know.
Huh? Throughout.
Yeah. He said what? There, you can use that at any point in the video.
Yeah, let's just, like, back
we'll
order a few reactions up at the top, okay?
Yes. Let's, ready, let's do it. Yeah. He said what?
Wait, can I hear that again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for real? Shane, why would you say that horrible word?
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Please have an update.
Okay, these are good. Good. You're ready.
Yeah, and if you put those only at the beginning, it'll be really embarrassing. So don't do that.
We'll switch those around.
Yeah, no, they got our back.
All right, our first story comes from Am I Overreacting? Posted in January of this year, 2026. Am I overreacting if I end my relationship because my boyfriend kisses and tells me he loves me before leaving for work in the morning?
Wait,
I thought that sentence was going different places.
He said what?
And then it ended up being super sweet.
Yeah, let's get that one more time.
Am I overreacting if I end my relationship because my boyfriend kisses and tells me he loves me before leaving for work in the morning?
You want to end it because of that?
All right. I hate that my boyfriend loves me.
Yeah.
No,
gross.
He's a monster.
All right. My boyfriend, who's 39, and I, a 30-year-old woman, have different work schedules. Most days of the week, boyfriend has to be out of the house by 7 a.m. As a grad student, I am often up late working, but try to sleep in so I still get at least 8 hours of sleep. Fortunately, my partner and I have separate bedrooms, so in theory, this should be perfectly manageable. But despite repeatedly asking him not to, he always comes into my room to kiss me and tell me he loves me before he leaves, which wakes me up every time. I have an Aura ring, so I am also able to see that this often takes place when I am in deep sleep, which, in addition to lost sleep hours, leaves me incredibly groggy throughout the day. I know it's sweet, but I've suggested if he wants to be cute, to please leave a note or a nice text I can wake up to. I remind him not to wake me up in the morning, the night before, and will even tape notes to my door that say, "Please don't wake me up," and he still does anyway. Otherwise, our relationship is great, so maybe it's the sleep deprivation talking, but I'm really feeling at my wit's end with this. Please help me find some clarity on what to do, Reddit.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, yeah.
This is tough. Interesting.
Yeah, or it's not tough, but it's an interesting scenario.
It is.
Yeah.
At first, I was, like, really mad at her, and I was like, no, he's being sweet, and that's adorable. But then it's kind of like you think about it further, and it is kind of like, okay, she's kind of being... as clear as possible.
Yeah, with the notes.
With the notes of, like, please don't wake me up. Then it feels a little like, okay, King, just leave a cutie note.
Right.
I wish she had said, like, what his responses were to what she's asking
I know, it's
him.
Just like, but, it, yeah, if he's
like,
lying
is he
to
going,
her.
Okay.
He's like, for
and
sure.
Like, does it? Like, I want to know that.
Yeah.
I will not kiss you.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Do you think he's trying, like, after she's like, please don't kiss me in the morning, he's like, for sure. And then he's like, tries to be extra sneaky. Like, he's going to the room, he's like, meh.
Yeah.
Because, like, my mind goes to imagine, Like, some people, it's like existential, or like where it's like, I want to see my person and say I love you and kiss you before I leave.
Yeah.
Because what if it's, I never get to do that again? Like, some people, it's that deep.
Yeah.
But then also, it's like she's asking for the text.
She's asking for something. She's
asking for something.
I also think some people can fall asleep faster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm someone that I can be woken up and I'll just be like, okay, sick.
No, me. Yeah, exactly.
Truly.
I want the goodbyes because then I'm about to, sorry, sayonara,
I can pass right back.
Exactly.
Out.
And then I'll be like, did you say goodbye to me?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
And they were like, yeah, and we talked, you made lunch.
If it became If it became a regular schedule thing, it probably would be something that I don't consciously wake up for.
Yeah.
My body would start being like, okay, you're heading out, see you later.
Yes. The eyes just at 50%. Uh-huh.
You're heading out? Sick.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later.
That's exactly how it goes.
It's so interesting with the Aura ring, too, because I know my Aura, because I've been trying to track my stress and stuff, too. When your alarm goes off, I wake up and I go back to sleep, and my heart rate gets actually to the lowest it is the entire night. I don't know if it's like, oh, he's just getting up. I have some time. And I sleep like the best I've ever slept in that
next
hour.
I'm scouting the place.
I'm like, my body feels extra safe after that.
I wake up and grab my spear. I'm like, okay, don't worry. I've got watch.
Yeah, heart rate lowered.
And so he wakes her up at 7?
Yeah, he's leaving around 7.
Yeah, he's has to be out of the house by 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a grad student. She's often up late working.
Totally.
So uh-huh. she's on an opposite schedule than him.
Yeah.
Sort uh-huh. Not fully, but it just sounds like
to
a degree. She's probably sleeping until 9, 10.
Damn. Okay. I mean, it depends on how late she's staying
up. Deep sleep is... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a sleep scientist.
Totally.
Yeah,
but she's mad about being woken up at 7 a.m.
Which makes sense because sleep, you know, it's precious for a lot of people. It's of course, needed for all of us. So it makes sense that it is like you're disrupting something that is so vital to this person being able to actually follow through and be themselves throughout all day.
And clearly she's the type that she likes her space and her time. They
totally.
Have separate rooms.
Yes.
It's way more common now, but it says a lot.
It shows like, you know, setting boundaries. It doesn't matter if the act is a very sweet act.
Yeah.
If someone's saying, hey, please don't do that, kind of doesn't matter how sweet it is and how sweet the intentions are.
Totally.
The sweetest thing is to listen to them. And,
I mean, a note. Come on.
Say goodbye when you go to sleep.
Aww.
Or say, like...
Wake his ass up. I'm going to bed now.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to bed now.
I'll see you in the morning. Yeah.
It could be a normal thing, I think, for people to be like, or going to bed, like, I'll be up, I'll be gone by the time you wake up. Like, so as you're going to bed, it's just like, all right, well, good luck tomorrow, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, okay, last thing I'll say before we get into comments is, because I prefer a goodbye and things. Like, I am the type that when my partner is already asleep and I'm getting into bed, I'm like, oh, I'm saying goodnight to myself. Or in the morning when you leave earlier than me, you say goodbye. I'm like, I don't care what little cost it is to me.
Yeah.
I feel sad when I don't see them. So.
I agree. Because I don't want to wake up. Why are you guys smiling?
I'm laughing because, like, sometimes I'll go up to bed and I'll start reading, and then I'll, like, fall asleep while I'm reading.
Yeah,
and then I'll wake up to Cody and be like, oh, you're already asleep. And then I'm like, well, no, wake. And I'll be just like, oh.
I know.
But I don't care because I fall right back asleep.
Exactly. No, I do the same thing. Like, if I'm getting into bed, like, late, I will be like, oh, you're asleep.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, you're asleep.
And these are the reactions you guys come here for.
Totally.
And then at 4 a.m., if I'm not in the right sleep position, my cat will get up and come right up to my face and I'll just go,
yeah.
And then I have to like lay it the right way and he's like, all right, sick. And then he like curls in here.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, so she's wrong.
So anyway, she sucks. No. He needs to just listen to her.
Yes.
The verdict is not overreacting. Comments, not overreacting. Please help me find some clarity on what to do, Reddit. And then they put a picture of someone opening a door with the bucket of water on the door sill.
Oh, the bucket prank.
Someone said, not overreacting, if he really just won't stop, but you don't want to end the relationship, I would start waking him up to say goodnight and you love him when you go to bed so he can see the effects of his actions. Less drastic. I'm also a big fan of a rubber door stopper to keep him out. Opie said, solid ideas.
God damn.
Thank you.
Like, okay, yeah, that's crazy.
Like, the, like, anti-break-in. How yeah. about men can just stop?
Just stop, yeah.
Hey, how about we listen
crazy.
To each other?
It's just scary. Wild, too, because it's like it's not like it's not like it's uncontrollable. He's choosing
it's a choice.
To walk yes. into this door, walk into this room, and wake her up after being asked not to. It's just a clear boundary.
The fact that she has her own, she wants her own space and that they have their own bedrooms, just like when people are able to do that, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But clearly, like, she's not, like, it's pointless.
Right.
She's getting woken up.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
so interesting. Hmm.
Update.
Oh,
yeah. She never woke up.
And she went to sleep forever.
And she's super happy about it.
She's thriving.
Some added context to paint a better picture here, but the TLDR, when my boyfriend came home for lunch, we talked it out. He had kept the lights off to be minimally disruptive when making his morning coffee and didn't see the sign on the door. He forgot I mentioned I would be up late, but did kind of remember me asking him not to wake me up. But it is our anniversary, and for him, it's about the worry that if something happened to either one of us, and that not being the last thing he did. He's a complete sweetheart, okay, I know, crying emoji, plus points for all the commenters that think I'm an absolute monster.
Oh.
Okay. I'm curious, like, okay, so for this one night, he did it because it's their anniversary, but she's saying that this happens all the time.
Right.
Maybe she's just started to stop him, and maybe it was like the note was just so big for her where she's like, you did, like, I put a yeah. note and you're ignoring that? Like, that feels really big right. and intentional. And yeah. I have to say, like, sometimes you can be really in the moment with, like, what happened, like, with the boundary being crossed and, like, really stewing over it. Because it sounds, because, it sounded like in the Reddit post, like, this is something that's been going on for weeks. But it
I
honestly
know.
Sounds like she only has started to put the boundary recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
very much filling
the timeline. I don't know the timeline here. But
yeah.
anyways, she goes on to say, he promised he would take it more seriously moving forward, and I take him at his word for all of it. A big thank you to all of the sincere responses with suggestions, because from all of that came a great solution. He is a wonderful illustrator, so I'm going to mount a dry erase board on the back of my door
Aww.
For him to easily leave me messages. But after more thought, too, I'm going to tell him later he can come in and kiss me goodbye and just ask him to do it somewhere less sensitive, like the top of my head, and not whisper directly in my ear.
Oh, yeah, that can be scary.
I'm going to work.
Is he also... he's kissing her goodbye. Is he kissing her on...
Stop.
If he's kissing her goodbye, was he kissing her on the lips? While she's asleep.
Oh, sleeping beauty.
Oh.
I hate that,
yeah,
girl.
Shutting the jaw to make yeah. lips together.
Me.
Some could not.
Do you love me?
I love you so much.
She's like, babe, we talked about this.
I love you so much.
That's horrible.
Did you stay up all night?
Just too much. Yeah.
All right. The responses to this post have given me a lot of perspective, as I have also many times found myself scrolling, am I overreacting and am I the asshole post, thinking, may this love never find me. All of the comments, of which I've only been able to read a fraction, both telling me I should ditch him and those saying he should ditch or cheat on me, have helped me appreciate how little of a window into a person's relationship these posts really give. Honestly, the relationship I have is truly wonderful. We have fun together every day, work together as a team, and I am so glad this love found me. It's weird how many of y'all took issue with the separate rooms thing. We still sleep over and hang out in each other's rooms all the time, but it's awesome to not be completely beholden to the other person's sleep schedule or compromised closet space. Mm-hmm. I consider it a privilege, LOL. Wild. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think that's valuable stuff said at the end there. I mean, I think with most Am I the Asshole and Am I Overreacting stories, we get the, like, weirdest single aspect of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we judge their entire relationship off of that,
totally.
Whereas everything contains multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like these comments were overreacting a little bit.
The comments were the overreacting.
And let's not forget, a lot of times on these comments could be a 12-year-old. We don't know.
In fact, it definitely
is. All Redditors are 12.
Right.
Anyways.
Wow.
It's a good start.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. I think we solved that.
I think we solved that, too.
I think we fixed it.
We fixed
really
it.
Really tough dilemma there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right.
Would you guys be separate bedroom people if you had the choice?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm definitely separate closet people because I'm like, we need room.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. Again, mostly because I'm like Shane, where I'm like, I can sleep through, I was about to say the Dust Bowl.
Hello?
I don't know why that came in. I will sleep through the Dust Bowl.
I would have slept through the Great Depression, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I'd have been like, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed.
Guys, sound off in the comments if you slept through COVID or... But I think I would. I'm such
You're
a deep sleeper. I'm a deep sleeper, but I'm also just like able to be woken up and then go back to bed. So I think that is a lot of the times the reason.
Totally.
But also, people just wanting generally some like boundary or some space. For me, it always is like, I think any relationship can take on any sort of like unconventional aspect and it doesn't have to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's just, great, you guys are doing what makes sense for you two.
Yeah.
Then we support it. It doesn't have to be like, oh, well, most couples actually sleep in the same bed. It's like, well, awesome, we don't. And we're actually really happy together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of strength to a couple making a decision that is outside of the norm because the two of them are like, oh, we want this, right? And we don't care that it's conventional or it's traditional or whatever. We're doing our own thing. I think that shows strength.
I agree.
I don't judge people for that at all. I don't really think too much about it. I think that it makes sense for some people.
I feel like I like the idea of having, like, everybody gets their own, like, space to make whatever they want of the space.
Mm. Yeah.
But I would for sure be having a slumber party every night. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you want to come over?
You'd be at the doorway with a blanket.
I have a little walkie-talkie. Please, come over.
Please.
What are you doing?
Please, Arasha, come to my room.
Oh, okay.
All right. Our next story comes from Am I Overreacting? This comes from March 21st, 2026. A package from an adult toy company arrived at my house addressed to another woman. Am I overreacting?
Woo! How does she know it's a sex toy? She broke a federal law.
That's right.
I need an outside perspective because I genuinely can't tell anymore if my instincts are off or if I'm being gaslit into thinking they are. A package arrived at our house recently. Right address, wrong name. A woman I've never heard of. I looked up the return address out of curiosity. It's Adam and Eve, an adult toy company. I brought it to my husband calmly. No accusations, no yelling. Just showed him and asked if he knew anything about it. His response was immediate and defensive. Instead of being confused or trying to figure it out with me, he turned it on me, started questioning me about why something like that would show up here. I was so caught off guard, I almost started apologizing.
What?
Here's where it gets harder to dismiss as coincidence. I looked up the name on the package. She works in the same professional world as my husband, in the same area he frequents, same field, specific enough that when I saw it, my stomach dropped. He has a history of being dishonest when confronted about things that are hurtful. This isn't the first time I've felt like I was being made to feel crazy for asking a reasonable question. So I'm asking strangers on the internet, is this nothing? Is there some totally logical explanation I'm missing? Because from where I'm standing, it feels like a lot of dots connecting in one direction. Am I overreacting?
Whoa. Okay, I'm jumping. I'm already 5 steps ahead. I'll wait.
Jump.
What if guy is like, you know, trying to cheat and girly, this is a hey girly, but as a package.
Oh.
The hey girly message.
You're saying that the woman that he's cheating on or cheating
or
with.
That we think he is.
Yeah, that is maybe having an affair with.
Sent
that package.
Find my name. Find me. That's what she did with Adam and Eve.
Like if she didn't know he was married, she found out he was married and was like, oh.
I'm going to send some shit to his house.
Yes. Okay. That's so it.
That's a very, very, out of all the horrible scenarios that this could be, that's probably one of the more positive ones. The best case scenario is that this was just somehow a complete mistake. But it's the right address. So it's not like a neighbor, right? It's not like you go to your neighbor's house and you're like, hey.
Right.
Like, hey.
And him being defensive.
Oh, the defensive is the worst part of this, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
Everything about it is one thing. It's the defensive thing.
Yeah, and I also just want to flag, I hated the sentence of he's been dishonest with things like this before.
Huh? Whenever OP writes something like that, it's like, okay, he has a history of being the worst boyfriend in the world, but
you guys, he's hot, right? It's like, well, we're going to lean on the side of this is probably a pattern, and this is the day that we're calling it out.
Right.
I was hoping that it's like, you know, everybody accidentally sends a thing to their old address when it's, especially like a website like that, you're not ordering from often because stuff, you know, it'd be lasting. If it's good quality product, it's,
then all you need is a good wash.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Or a good wash.
A good wash.
So, you know, when you're like, okay, 6 months later or however, like you've moved, that's one of those random websites where you forgot to change the website or the address.
Yeah.
And then. It's possible that it's a coincidence, but it's also possible it's a coincidence and he's being unfaithful, regardless of what it's with the coincidence or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Suspicious altogether.
The fact that it's a woman who is just so happens to work in the same field in the same area as him, it's a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
Tis.
But he could be helping the case if he were to just respond with that kind of argument.
The immediate defensiveness and turning it on her, where she's like, I felt like I needed to apologize.
No,
I was like, that's the suspicious thing about all of this.
Yeah.
Because that is what people who are guilty tend to do sometimes.
Like, totally. This is a physical thing. It's not like I saw that you were looking at something. I think I saw you looking at a woman for a long time. Like, something like this is a physical thing that arrived at your house. How can that be turned on her?
Right.
Like, how can that be turned on her?
Of just like, you know, how could you doubt me? Why would you think that I would possibly cheat on us? Like, this is crazy. Why would you bring me this box?
Right.
And then it makes you feel like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, shuffle that
and
up.
And it's a very common thing to get a wrong package sent to your place.
Yeah.
I feel like. There's not a good scenario where he's being defensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But let's see.
Yeah.
The verdict is not overreacting. Comments, not overreacting. If he immediately gets defensive and has a history of being dishonest, does she work or live in a town he travels to? OP says, it's about 30 to 40 minutes from where we live. So the name on the address works so far away from where they live. So,
far away?
Why would she order a package?
To her co-workers.
To a person who works in the same field as her.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Not like, even the same co-workers. Yeah, not even co-workers. Like,
just
the
same field, but it's a very specific field.
Yeah.
Someone said, the defensiveness is the real issue. If this happened to me and I showed it to my husband, he'd be having quite a laugh. And unless you were like some kind of super religious prude who thought these were like the devil's toys or something, I think most people would react that way. Opie said, I'm no prude.
I'm no
period queen.
Okay.
Period queen.
Period.
Someone said, you're not overreacting. You're a cheating moron of a husband, ordered adult items for him and his girlfriend, and auto-filled his own address. Mail them to her and say, these were delivered to mine and my husband's home, and see what happens after that. OP said, I like your thought. Maybe I take it to her work and give it to her. I am considering sending her an email. Due to her field, the info is public. I'm pissed at him for his choices. I don't know what she knows or what he told her. I don't want to ruin her life, but I want to know how long it's been going on.
Oof.
Yeah, to be clear.
Don't show up to a workplace.
This on her.
That is an HR issue. If you have to don't make this, don't bring this personal issue to her workplace. We don't know how involved she is or if she's aware.
Put the blame on the husband, right?
Well,
put the pressure there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like maybe I'm coming at it too from like a communicative standpoint, but I feel like maybe I would try to give the information that she found about the woman being in the same field and bring that back to the husband first too. Like, I think the email is more productive too to like try to get that line of communication started. But also just like, I don't know, I guess I'm also just thinking about it in my standpoint of like, if I were to bring something up like this, the natural reaction would be like, let's have a conversation about how this possibly could have happened.
Yeah.
And just see how he treats that information.
Mm.
Like, does he also try to like tangle that up and make it something that doesn't make sense?
Mm.
Or is he like shocked by that? And you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like the whole like sleuth of it all, it feels like it's a little scary.
Because I mean, at the start we were like, oh, is she being a girl's girl, this other woman? And trying to like throw her a hint, like, could she reach out to her? And it's like, hey, what's going on here, to get some clarity?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if she's gonna get the truth out of her husband, who is famously dishonest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're writing a post and you're going, yeah, my partner, who is dishonest with me all the time. Then I'm like, that is a little bit of me being a Redditor where I'm like, why are you with this person? Like, right, if you, yeah, that you cannot trust.
The writing's on the wall.
It is.
Update.
Yeah.
What do we think? Do we think there is that this is all a big misunderstanding, or do we think he's cheating on her?
I mean, like, my heart wants to be like, it's a misunderstanding.
Totally.
You know? And, like, the sex toys were for him.
And that's his alias.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if it was his drag name? You know, we don't know.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's what we're going with, is he's in drag.
I'm scared.
All right. As it turns out, I put two and two together, and I was wrong. I had a burner email and reached out to her. I had receipts, metaphorically. She emailed me back. She's been staying at her mother's house down the street and fat-fingered the address. It was one number off. The package was for her and her husband, who are reconciling. I had essentially asked an innocent woman if she was sleeping with my husband via a carefully crafted email from a secret account while she was out here just trying to spice things up with her spouse. She apologized. I told her it wasn't necessary, and I apologized. I invited her for coffee because I clearly have no survival instincts. My husband was defensive because that's just who he is, which is its own fun problem. So am I overreacting? Technically, yes, but also our marriage needs work, so maybe a stranger's typo was the universe's way of handing me a wake-up call wrapped in a very awkward package. Literally. Wow.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, but here's the thing.
All right.
There is a lesson that she needs to learn. Stop blaming yourself for all these things that are happening at you. Girly, damn, you don't have to be apologizing to this other woman. Like, I messaged an innocent girl. You're an innocent girl. You're also an innocent girl.
Yeah.
We're all innocent girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay?
Yes, say it, Shane.
I'm an innocent girl.
Yes.
We are all innocent girls. Like, I feel bad that this person is so used to going, dang it, I can't believe I did that.
I
No, you were so reasonable for it. No need to apologize, you know? And when you have a defensive partner who just is defensive as a treat, what?
Yes, you're so right. Like, truly let us validate this person and that, like, anybody, if that pattern had lined up, would be like what is going on? Like, this is a crazy situation. Mm-hmm. And she didn't, like, bring it to him being like, this is over, or anything like that. She was like, do you have an explanation?
Yeah.
Like, she opened up a conversation, you did the right thing, and then also, again, didn't storm into the workplace, just, in her words, sent a carefully crafted email.
Yes.
Like, you handled things right, girly.
Yes.
You're good.
But I'm glad she is acknowledging that there's stuff to work on in her relationship, because clearly there is. Can we talk about the fact that someone sent, by accident, sex toys to her place, and she asked them out to coffee?
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, man, if someone accidentally sent sex toys to my apartment, I'd be like, what's the quickest way I can give this to you? And simply not make eye contact.
Right.
Oh, I'm in a ghillie suit throwing it to your porch.
What? You guys what? I'd be like, matcha?
Unboxing in front of
you. Are we getting matcha?
Matcha? What do you like, the roast?
Yeah. Me and a paraglider dropping it off.
Yeah. And me, like, moving in.
Yeah. She's like, all right, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
It's a good one. Nobody's overreacted yet.
No.
But we've had misunderstandings.
Yes.
Our next post comes from the subreddit Nanny. I think this is a first.
Oh, this is going to get good.
Oh.
This is going to be good. I used to be in, like, a Facebook page of, like, babysitters and, like, families and stuff like that, and people would just fully post screenshots of the obscene things that families would ask.
Oh.
I can't wait for this. I'm
ready. Oh, God.
No, I don't nanny anymore, but I used to nanny. So you nannied as
I
well,
I nannied.
Then. It's so fun.
I loved a nanny.
I nannied these two sisters, and my favorite part was every morning I'd go help them pick out their outfits and then drive them to school.
Oh, I used to nanny like a little baby, too, and my favorite thing, like, in the mornings is you would, like, walk into the crib and you go, good morning.
You're sobbing.
Okay, I'm not overreacting. It's good.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Let's do it. Nanny.
Okay. Nanny.
This was posted in October of 2025. Am I overreacting about my nanny family having sex during the day?
Okay.
Okay, nanny fanny.
They're making more work for her.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Giving you more of
amazing.
Creating job stability.
Hey, we're working here.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm a full-time nanny for a stay-at-home mom with an eight-month-old baby. The baby is honestly perfect. So sweet and happy. Naps great. I've been with the family for about 7 months now. The mom and dad are both amazing employers. They're super nice to me. The mom gets me Starbucks and acai bowls, even makes me lunch sometimes. I make $32 an hour with great benefits in a MCOL, medium cost of living area. So overall, this is a dream job. Here's my only issue. I'm pretty sure the parents are having sex during the dad's lunch break, maybe every day or every other day. They go to their room, and I never see anything inappropriate, but sometimes I hear what I think might be the bed moving. It's not loud or anything, just enough to make me realize what's going on. Afterward, her hair is messy, clothes changed, that kind of thing. Today, I asked the mom what she was up to when she came out of the room, and she didn't really say much. I kind of jokingly said, "Oh, were you napping?" And she got a little red and awkward. That pretty much confirmed it for me. I know they're married adults and it's their house, but it still makes me a little uncomfortable since I'm there taking care of their baby. They're not being disrespectful or obvious, but it just feels weird. Would it be totally out of line to ask them not to do that while I'm working? Or am I overreacting and should just let it go? They really are such a great family, and I don't want to make things awkward if this is just me being overly sensitive. What would you do?
Whoa.
Okay, so
yes.
To go back.
Yep.
She's saying, I think they're having sex. They go to the room. I don't hear much. I think I hear the bed moving. I think. And then when they come out, she's maybe changed clothes. It's just whatever. And so she's thinking this is happening, and she's uncomfortable with the thought of them having sex.
Yeah, it's almost like her own hypervigilance has, like, brought her to, like, well, so now she can't unknow it now.
She's also, like, paying attention, like, she's really like, where? And when they're coming out, she's like, what were you up to?
Right.
It's like, oh, were you napping?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, what?
Right, right. It's like, what do you think they would tell you?
She does not have confirmation of what's happening.
Right.
And yeah, she's also like, they're a married couple.
They're totally a married adult
couple.
They're
shutting the door. They're going to another room.
Every day. I'm impressed.
Or every other day.
Good for them.
Wow.
After baby, too?
Seriously.
I do think, like, I'm thinking about roommate life. You know what I mean? And how it's like when you got roommates and, like, life is happening, it's just kind of happening, and you can't really put rules on that kind of stuff when it's like, like, you can, and I think since this nanny is, like, aware that it's happening, but not so much so that it's a problem. It's just the fact that now she knows that it's her problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, maybe she just needs to, like, put some music on, and then they'll be like, wait, does she know? And then, like, then it's like this unspoken, okay, we're aware, and maybe we need to either be a little more discreet or be more conscious of when, or...
Totally.
I don't know.
I don't necessarily fault her for feeling a little weird about it.
Yeah,
right?
Like, no, that's
fine.
Valid.
That's totally
for
valid
sure.
And fine. But she's at a place, like, I'm like, don't, like, push when they come out of the room. Don't be like, what were you doing?
Like, in the hall. I'm just picturing in the hallway, like, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go all the way over here,
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you napping?
Yeah. Like, actually looking for answers. And it's like the parents
I
would not
up.
Give
just
that.
Even further into the dark. Just what were you doing?
Listen, bouncing up and down.
I think it's also... we just like to jump on the bed.
Yeah.
We're
just feng shui.
I can only assume, too. I mean, I feel like in order to afford $32 an hour... This nanny's a full-time nanny, has been there for months, getting paid $32 an hour. I can only assume this is a bigger house. Like,
a full-time nanny, is she living there?
I don't think she's living there.
Yeah, she would have said live-in, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a full-time nanny. I don't think she's a live-in nanny, but I think she's a full-time nanny. So this has got to be a nice house.
Truly.
I'm also trying to picture, because I'm picturing this is at least a house. I'm like, how close proximity is all of this also?
Yeah.
There's a few layers, but I mean, ultimately, I'm just like, you're getting paid $32 an hour. There is a degree to which I would be like, yes, there is a line that can be crossed here.
Yeah, I think that's, like, definitely, like, just how you view it. Like, how you look at it. Because it's like, depending on where you stand in it, like, if you're in more conservative, you're like, oh, like, it kind of gives clutching my pearls a little bit how this is written. Where it's like, I don't know. Maybe if I was in that situation, I'd start to go like, oh, lunch is going to be soon. I'm going to like hang out with the baby on the other side of the house so I don't hear it. Or yeah. It's just like, get it, girl. Good job.
Yeah.
Good on them that their love is alive and this baby hasn't slowed things down. Like,
yeah.
Just kind of now you know when it happens and you can just go hang out with the baby in the backyard.
Yeah.
Like the way I think about it too, right, is like with these nanny situations, it's so often now that we have work from home that so many parents are just staying home, but somebody is still coming to specifically take care of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's the case, the parents are allowed to do whatever. So like if they were taking like a work meeting, you wouldn't jump in there and be like, hey, you can't be doing that right now. Or,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like napping.
Are you working?
Yeah. It's like they kind of have this ability to just like be around. You're getting paid to specifically watch the kid and the parents are free to do whatever in their own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're shutting the door. She's not hearing a lot. Like,
Bed moving.
If she wants, like, she could. I don't know if they got a stroller situation. Like, maybe she just goes for a nice little stroll.
Yeah.
Time.
Totally.
It's been 7 months working with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how recent it is. I'm assuming this can't have been for that long, but.
Yeah.
Let's see. So the verdict is overreacting.
Okay.
Good.
I think overwhelmingly so. Comments, you are way out of line confronting the mom boss because you suspect the married adults may have taken advantage of what they expected to be private time to do private things. Really, OP, the kids are napping. Instead of taking a break or focusing on cleaning up or preparing for nanny kids activities, you are being creepy. Eavesdropping, listening for bed creaks, generating offense that they might have, probably did, enjoy a private, intimate, mutual activity in the most private space in their private home. You're the problem, the whole problem. Mm. Someone said, oh girl, LMAO, at $32 an hour, I would just put on headphones while baby naps and mind my business. Personally, I would let it go. Maybe that's the reason you're paid so well in the first place. Let mama lay it down on him so you can make $64 an hour.
Hey.
Someone said, you are overreacting. I don't think you should make comments to them about what they are doing behind closed doors. I personally feel you should not ask them not to do that. You're overstepping and making it an issue. You said they aren't loud nor making it obvious. Adults do adult things. OP said in response, but I'm working. You don't think it's disrespectful to f*** while someone's taking care of your kids under your roof? It's making me uncomfortable. They both go into the bedroom and come out with messy hair and smiley faces. It makes me feel weird. I don't know what to tell OP.
That they're happy and blissful and happy.
Right. Yeah, I think it goes back to what you were saying is like it's how you're viewing this.
Yeah.
If you're kind of treating it like, or like, my God, sex?
I don't know what to say because I'm like, I understand if people, it's like, what boundary of yours are they crossing? Mm-hmm. What are they doing to you? It's like, they're not doing anything to her.
Right.
They're going to another place. They're closing the door. You're not hearing anything. And then you're upset that they're coming out with
looking
a different
a little
vibe.
With their hair unruly?
I'm like, that's not really a problem. Like,
I guess I'm trying to understand her perspective and like, okay, we talked about roommates. We've talked about neighbors.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the workplace, you know, how you'd be weirded out if your coworker in their office was like watching adult content during the workday.
Okay.
So that would feel like if you caught them or even saw them, that you'd like report it to HR and be like, hey, this is making me uncomfortable. So, but it's purely that she was so like checking in and is
she's
suspicious
really seeking
of
it
this.
Out.
Really seeking it out, and like it's a really great job. She maybe like because I'm trying to understand like the parallels of like how this could feel like sexual harassment for some reason. But it's
totally.
Not like but it really feels like they need her now more than ever. Like they're trying to maintain a household, a marriage, and like what does she want them to be doing all day while she's working? Does she want them to also be working the whole day?
Because if she's a full-time nanny, when she's done working, she leaves there now in charge of the kids.
Right.
They're probably not this might actually be the only time where they're not worried about the kid and they get this and they're together. It is, I can't relate too much to this because I've only worked in shared workspaces like this, which is a very different beast than like this, you're working in a private home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's a little different. And so much of this is not, I am hearing this, I am seeing this, it's, I think you guys are doing this.
Right.
And I'm uncomfortable by the idea of it. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you, ma'am.
Yeah. But it's like, but like, if has she ever had roommates?
But if you're also uncomfortable, then, like, what are you seeking from getting your answers? Why are you going to the door being like, what were you up to in there?
I know, because then like, you're pushing it.
Hearing from them, oh, we were having sex. Yeah. Would that make you more comfortable?
Yeah.
Like,
No, because she wants to ask them to stop at that point. And it's like, do you understand the impact you have on other people when you, like, are trying to police their lives like
right.
that? Like,
yeah.
No, it's so true. Like, that's probably the only time where they feel like they can have that time.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's interesting.
It is.
We have an update.
Oh!
Update, Thunder.
Update, update, update. We're being fed.
Yes, we are.
We are fed.
As we are reading this, apparently it is thundering and lightning outside.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm sad I'm not outside.
The power gonna go out again?
Should we continue from outside?
Cut to us outside. Just...
Just we somehow bring the whole set out there, too.
Yeah, we know OP is going to push more.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
OP's got to push more.
And I hope they push more to each other.
All right. Okay. That Friday morning, I told my mom boss I wanted to talk during the baby's nap.
Mom boss said okay.
I brought up how uncomfortable I felt about what I thought was going on and mentioned how I could sometimes hear or notice things that made me think they were having sex while I was there. I told her it made me uncomfortable, and that's when everything went downhill. Yeah. She was very direct with me. She said my only job was to take care of the baby, not to worry about what she and her husband were doing. She told me if I had downtime, I could watch TV or read a book. I told her it just seemed weird that she'd come out with messy hair or different clothes.
What is with the hair being a mess?
Messy hair. Messy hair.
Like, just get her a hairbrush.
Jesus. And she explained that sometimes they do workout videos in their room. Sometimes it's sex, sometimes cuddling, and sometimes she's just napping. She said whatever happens in her bedroom is none of my business.
Period!
After that, things got really quiet. She wasn't mean, but I could tell she was uncomfortable and hurt. Then she told me I could go home for the day, and I just knew that meant I was done. Later, she texted saying they were going to move in another direction, and that was it. Oh. I feel horrible. I know I crossed a boundary, and I regret bringing it up so much. I missed them terribly. The money was amazing. My mom boss was so kind, and their baby was absolutely perfect. I really wish I could fix this and somehow get my job back. How do I get my job back?
Oh,
how do I get my job back? Go to a different Reddit.
Enough questions.
Different Reddit for that one.
This is really a case of like, look, I do sometimes disagree with the majority on Reddit, but you went to Reddit for a response and you got an overwhelming reaction. And it sounds like you didn't take it into consideration at all.
Yeah, you actually like doubled down.
Yeah, I'm like, what were you coming here for?
I'm so proud of the mom boss.
Yes, mom boss.
No, mom boss, actually. To send somebody who's already working the job that you're moving in another direction is so tough.
Brutal.
Because you already have this job, you're working it, and now it's like, and we're going elsewhere.
Yeah.
I love that she responded being like, sometimes we do workout videos, which I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Like P90X would sound like that or whatever.
Totally.
But it's like, and then she's like, and sometimes we be f***ing.
And sometimes I'd be bouncing up and down on that How does that make you feel?
Okay,
we're moving in another direction.
And I just style my hair this way. This is how I like my hair.
Yeah.
The hair has nothing to do with it. I tie my hair back
every time. That's just how my hair is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a crazy nap.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, and I don't think there's any coming back from that.
No.
Because it's so uncomfortable, right?
You shattered a wall that cannot be fixed.
I think you guys brought it up earlier, and I think it's true that it's like, oh, if something's happening, you're like, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable by this. It's like, what's the most subtle way? Like, oh, you turn on a little bit of music. Like, some way that it's just like, oh, I know about it, but I'm not saying that I know about it.
Yeah, or just freaking change your perspective on it, guys. Yeah. Like, this isn't... We've heard stories of worse things.
Oh,
where it's like,
God.
Oh, there's a world where that there's a couple doing crazy loud activities.
Also, I would guess that 9 out of 10 times on subreddits about nannies, that the mom boss is the bad person.
Oh, right,
like,
yeah.
This is just one of the rare occasions where I'm like, I'm not on the nanny side as much.
Right,
like,
yeah.
But nannies get treated awfully
often.
That
the boundaries can feel rough, yeah.
It sucks, too, because it's like, it sounds like she really does realize all of that now.
Yeah.
It sounds like after the fact, she's like, well, I shouldn't have brought it up and I shouldn't have done this, which is, of course, frustrating because everybody told her not to.
But she's now broken the seal where they can't have her there because they're like, well, she now is thinking, she's paying so much attention. She's caring about how my hair looks when I come out of the bedroom.
Like, you should be using that energy toward the kid that we have hired you to care about. No, what did she think was going to happen? What did she think was going to happen that the mom was going to go, sorry,
You're okay, so right.
We won't anymore. Yeah.
She reminds me of Jesse Plemons' character from Game Night. We're just like, what are you guys doing in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like creating your own problems, just not solving anything.
Perceiving a little too much.
Rough.
Update number two.
Whoa.
She's all back. Right. She got the job again.
Let's see if she, do we think she got the job again?
No f***ing way.
Okay. No. I sent a text message to my mom boss on Sunday morning and she responded this morning saying she forgives me and that she hopes I take this as a learning experience, but they will not hire me back.
Whoa. I love mom boss.
Mom boss is indeed capital M, capital B.
I want to hear about pop boss.
She continues, I miss her so much. She said she talked to her husband about everything and they decided to give me a month's pay until I find a new job. I honestly didn't expect that. It was really kind of them even after everything that happened. I miss my unicorn family so much. I was completely in the wrong and I take full responsibility for that. I know I hurt people who trusted me and that's something I have to live with and learn from.
Aww.
I will not be filing any sexual harassment report. The people who were telling me to do that were not giving me good advice. And I will be keeping my distance from them from now on. I miss my nanny baby so much. I can't believe I won't be going back. It breaks my heart because they were such a big part of my life. I keep replaying everything in my head and wondering if there's anything I could say or do to make things right. I know trust once broken is hard to fix, but I wish I could show them how much I've grown and how truly sorry I am. I'm trying to find a new job now, and honestly, everyone's been so rude. It's really been hard. I can't believe my old employers still paid me $5,200 after letting me go. That was so generous of them. I really didn't deserve it after everything that happened. To be honest, maybe part of the problem was that I was a little jealous of her.
I knew it! I knew it! I was about to say that!
Uh-oh!
I knew it! Show us Pop Boss!
We need to see the bosses.
I need to see the bosses. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Her hair is messy because he's a sexy man that's messing it up. I need it.
I feel like, I don't know how old OP is, but they give like this situation, like how the rest of the frontal lobe of their brain, they went, oh, and then she like realized all of the consequences and all the things.
She had her Grinch moment, but it was with her brain.
Yeah, like, oh my God, the consequences of my actions.
I knew it.
Jealous?
See, that's, I'm telling you, man, I do think, okay, this is gonna sound a little, I don't know if it'll sound crazy. I think Reddit can be a good place for advice, but it's anonymous, so you need to be so honest about all the aspects you think are going on. If she had written that in the initial post, it would have added so much more of just like, and yeah, I'm a little jealous of this person. It's like, all right, now we can all work a little bit more.
You just want him to not have sex with anybody.
The amount of times the update, OP is like, all right, so here's actually what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God damn.
Seriously.
You can hear so much regret in that update. I feel really bad for them because they really are like, a moment of ego and like—
Totally.
That just totally clouded her. Like, I wish she could have just Doctor Strange of what could have happened and just chosen not to burp the bubble.
Yeah. And look, and here's the thing. I do think it shows, like, what this mom boss is doing is so important for people to do of, like, hey, man, sometimes it is important to, like, bring the fucking hammer down on people when they cross a boundary so that they have to, like, learn. Because now this is huge for OP.
Totally.
I hope OP finds a job.
Me too.
Because it sounds like they needed a wake-up call to be like, okay, I need to respect people. I need to, like, tune in with myself a little bit more.
Yes.
They will
so
be a
huge.
Better person for this.
Yeah, and they're being accountable, which is awesome. Like, that's just always, like, the best case scenario is you hear somebody doing something that you're like, ugh, and then they come around. I also want to say, too, it sounds like maybe what was going on, because of the jealousy thing, maybe they knew what they wanted to do, which was try to make it stop. So despite there being an overwhelming amount of comments telling them, don't do it, they probably were weeding out the ones that were like,
oh,
you're right, girl.
Because they were like, oh, I was the sexual harassment ones. Like the verdict was so overwhelming. Now they continue on. They go, to be honest, maybe part of the problem was that I was a little jealous of her. She's a stay-at-home mom, beautiful, only 28, rich, has a gorgeous home, and she and her husband are truly happy. She's such a good mom, and it just felt like she had this perfect life, her dream life, and I'm the same age, and I think that made me feel small in ways I didn't even realize at the time.
Whoa.
I hate admitting that, but it's true. Now I just feel so lost. I miss them so much. I keep wishing I could go back and do things differently. I know I can't, but I still hope one day I can find a family even half as good as them. I don't know if I should try reaching out again down the road or just accept that it's over and move on. Part of me wants to hold on to hope, but part of me knows I need to respect their decision.
Yes.
Any advice on what I can do to maybe get them back, or should I just leave it and start fresh?
I'm really debating
and feeling lost about what the right thing to do is. Learn from my mistakes, guys. Don't leave a good family. Let everything go. Don't let jealousy or pride get in the way of something real.
Yeah.
Some things just aren't worth losing the people who truly care about you. Appreciate what you have before it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's 28, and the mom is 28.
Yeah.
And not that it matters. Like, I for some reason, I picture nannies, I guess I picture any age, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was picturing OP being younger than the mom.
Me too.
For some reason,
yeah,
I was.
Too. Yeah, like 16.
Even though I didn't have that. But it kind of adds another layer to, like, when this 28-year-old walks out of a room and another 28-year-old's like, what were you doing in there? I'm just like,
oh, you, like, we're
adults. I was picturing, like, a 22-year-old and, like, a 30-year-old mom, and the 22-year-old's just, like, young and still just, like, feeling weird about things.
Right,
but now we know it's a 28-year-old who's jealous of the 28-year-old.
Yeah. Which is precisely the reason that you should not reach back out. There
no.
are feelings no. associated. So
no.
even though it was a perfect situation, which, by the way, shout out to that family for being so wonderful, paying her after the fact too, like forgiving her, all of that stuff is just showing green flags for this family. So she is right. She did leave a perfect situation, but she should.
And I think OP is learning a lot, but I don't like that they're like, how can I get them back? Is there any advice? I'm just like, no, this is stop.
Yeah.
But it sucks. It sucks. It is so awful when you mess up a good thing and you have to let it go.
Yeah.
You have to go, okay, I did this. I have learned from it. I'm not the same person anymore.
Yeah.
But I can't have that thing back.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how long OP has been nannying, but it's like really assessing your situation and being like, okay, how much worse could this be? And how much better could this possibly be?
I would be uncomfortable if I could like hear them audibly.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, when you brought up roommates, that's what I was thinking too of like, you know, we've all heard like a roommate and their partner doing it in another room.
Yep.
And it's like, you're going to hear some bumping. You're going to hear some, you know.
Yeah. See, what she could also done is when they come out, she could have just been like,
nice.
Sick, dude.
Like, get it, girl.
Like, okay.
All right. How was it? Who came first? Yeah.
She lights cigarettes for them. You guys need these?
Yeah.
Two cigarettes.
Some towels. And they're like, where's the baby?
Where's
the baby? Oh, shit.
The baby.
Oh.
The baby's already lit up. Yeah.
She looks over at the dog door. She's like, oh.
Yeah, she had every opportunity to make this funny and awesome.
You could have made this so funny.
You could have made this so funny.
No, while they're in the bedroom, she messes up her hair and changes clothes.
He's like, guys, me too.
And they come out, she goes, guys, I had some crazy sex.
Guys, Adam and Eve package came in.
That's so good.
All right.
Yeah, but she f***ed it up.
Our next story comes from Am I Overreacting? This was posted in, April of 2026.
Oh, whoa, that's
and
now.
It is,
that's
it is now. Am I overreacting for ending things with my date after he accidentally texted me this?
This?
Oh, screenshot?
Okay. Oh, I love this. Also, I think you're allowed to end a date for whatever reason you want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm bored.
No.
Yeah, I'm bored, so I'm bored. What I was talking about with my family.
I'm bored.
Okay.
All right. I, a 22-year-old woman, went on a first date with this guy who's 22. I met on Hinge. The date was amazing. He's super attractive, and we had great chemistry. At the end of the night, he dropped me home, and we kissed.
Uh-oh. Oh.
A bit later, after I got home, we were texting, and suddenly things got weird. He sent me a pic of myself, and I was confused.
No.
Then these texts followed. He sounded like a totally different person, and I was puzzled. hear the text. Okay, so he sends a photo of her.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. What could it be? What could it be? I have literally no idea.
He sends the photo of her.
I'm already crying.
And then he writes, 11 out of 10, bro. Soft skin, big titties, smells good. She's got that mommy aura for real.
Oh!
LMFAO, I unironically jizzed a little when we kissed, LOL.
Oh!
Ha!
I mean, like, a little bit, like, period. A little bit, I'd be like, wait, 11 out of 10, big titties? Okay. But mostly this.
No, 11 out of 10, bro, I'm like, aw. It's like soft skin, I'm like, aw. And big titties, like, aw.
No, mommy aura is, ah.
She's got that mommy aura for real.
Ew, mommy.
Ew, ew.
LMFAO, I unironically jizzed a little when we kissed.
Ew, no. Who are you texting that to?
Well,
his mommy.
I think he thought, clearly he thought he was texting a friend, a bro. And then he sent it to her.
I'm appalled.
So she writes back, excuse me? And he goes, WDYM, what do you mean? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Still don't realize who you're texting.
And then he writes, in all caps, holy, I can explain this. It's not what you think it is.
No, yes, it is.
I think it's exactly that. And then he says, I must begin by offering my most sincere and profound apologies for the profoundly unfortunate and embarrassing incident that occurred earlier this evening. Through an egregious error on my part, I have inadvertently exposed you to a series of private, highly inappropriate, and frankly juvenile remarks that were never meant for your eyes. The fault lies entirely with me, and I take full responsibility for this lapse in judgment and basic etiquette. Please allow me to express how deeply mortified and ashamed I feel at this moment. The content of those messages, while never intended to reach you, was crude, disrespectful, and objectifying in ways that no woman deserves to encounter, particularly following what I had hoped was a pleasant evening
Jesus
spent
Christ.
In your company. Referring to you in such reductive and objectifying terms reflects poorly not only on my manners, but on my character as well. Furthermore, the tone and immaturity—
I'm gonna jump somewhere far!
Furthermore, the tone and immaturity displayed in those texts do not align with the respect I genuinely wish to extend toward you. The line regarding the kiss in particularly was entirely exaggerated. I did not experience it. It was actually awful.
Unironically?
It was not my intention to make you feel objectified, sexualized, and in an unwelcome manner, or disrespected in any way. Yet the reality is that my careless action has likely done exactly that, and for that I am truly sorry. I want you to know that our date was genuinely enjoyable for me. I was excited, perhaps overly so, and allowed that excitement to manifest in the most inappropriate and childish private outlet imaginable. That does not justify it, but I hope it provides some small context for my lapse. In no way does it excuse the disrespect inherent in those words. I ask you to give me a second chance. That is all I am asking for. Chapter 2.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
What?
She continues to write, now just in the post. He immediately apologized, but I'm really frustrated and upset. I was really into him and looked forward to our next date, but now I don't want to continue anymore. I just feel like he has no respect for me whatsoever and doesn't even see me as a human being. I cried a little to my friend, and she said I'm being dramatic and that he's just really attracted to me and he's hot, so I shouldn't take it seriously because that's how guys talk.
Not any guys I hang out with.
No.
There is a version of that text that he sends to his friend that is fine, I think. Not this. I'm saying, like, if he had actually sent her in, he's texting his buddy, and he's like, dude, she is so hot.
Sure,
she's amazing. Sure. It's just the way he was, like, talking about
her. Who was he talking to?
What's worse? Probably a friend.
Grock.
He was talking to Grock. What is worse? His initial text to his buddy or the Chat GPT apology that goes on for quite literally pages.
I think it's just embarrassing the stark difference in the language.
Oh my God.
Who is the real you? Who is the real you?
Yeah.
A person you're texting who is your friend who's known you a lot longer that you're talking to like that, or this insane paragraph that just feels like a thesaurus on wheels.
Well, and the apology, it's clearly AI because it gives no more details. It's just running in a circle over and over again because it has no information
to
play off of.
If you actually wanted to give a lengthy apology, it could have been like, when we were laughing about this on our date, I remember thinking that you were the, whatever.
Yes.
But instead, it's just like, my lapse in judgment actually indicated that you are upset by me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, he could be like, I'm so sorry. Like, me and my friends, like, it's an inside joke to just be outrageous. And like, he didn't, like, you're right about, like, no new info at all.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Stupid, well, stupid.
Verdict was what?
Verdict's not overreacting.
Yeah, and also the friend is the asshole in this, too. For being like, that's just how guys talk, girl. Like,
yes,
get it.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
He's hot, so let him be the worst person ever.
No, right. Because like, I've always said, as long as I've been in the dating world, which was a brief time, but I had a while there, where it's I cared a lot about seeing how that person acted with their friends and with other people that weren't me. Because that's where you really learn about that person, because it's so common for people to, like, treat their baby, like, different than, like, the rest of the world, you know?
And she even described, I think, in the original post that he was texting and it sounded nothing like him. And that's also just such a red flag of, like, he can clearly manipulate his personality to be like, oh, I'm the perfect guy that's going to make you think we have so much in common and all this great chemistry. But then I'm going to go home and actually be myself around my friends. And that was revealed to her.
Yeah.
Right.
This is insulting her intelligence so much.
Oh, yeah.
He objectified her and then he insulted her brain as much as possible.
Yeah.
By sending that and thinking she'd fall for it.
But I understand her, like, I get her kind of being like, is there any hope? Because it's like, if it was an amazing date and like the context of like, you know, when you're dating, you're wanting it to be working out and this guy did work out, but now this weird situation, you're like, I definitely should stop, right?
It sucks so much. I feel like first few dates, you really don't know the person at all because people are putting on a show. I can't imagine too, because I feel like from what I've heard about the dating scene, especially the LA dating scene, is like, dudes put on such an act, right? And it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, what can you do?
Because it doesn't take much to just be like, yeah, I love that too.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I agree.
And now knowing like the switch between how he spoke and what we can maybe likely assume was a ChatGPT of some kind, like all the messages leading up to the date, do we know? Does she know? Who she's talking to.
I mean, it's looking at it, reading this, it's so obviously ChatGPT because it is just one massive paragraph.
Yeah.
And it's literally broken up into paragraphs within the text.
Right.
And I know people text in all sorts of different ways, but when he texted his friend, it was singular sentence
lines,
text.
Yeah.
And then his entire style changes so much.
Oof. Yeah. He's just, you know, he's stupid.
You know?
I think I got it. He's stupid. Because he thinks just a lengthy response is going to be a better apology than him actually just owning up to it. He, like, quickly went to ChatGPT or something and was like, I fucked up and I really need help. And it has to just include so many details and show how apologetic I am.
He went from saying mommy aura for real with an FR to writing, please allow me to express my deeply mortified and ashamed feeling at this moment.
It literally felt like we switched to Pride and Prejudice.
Totally.
Like, suddenly.
I must begin my profound apology by profoundly apologizing.
By profoundly apologizing.
Shut up. Shut up, you're stupid.
Shut up, you're stupid.
Comments, is that an AI-generated apology? Someone said, absolutely. Went from jizzing his shorts to egregious error. Someone said, never underestimate the power of post-nut clarity. Someone said, not overreacting, guy here. This is not at all just how guys talk, LOL. Some guys, sure, but this is not how me or my friends have ever talked about a woman we were interested in. Mm-hmm. It is in no way a most guys thing. It's a some young assholes and dudes that never grew out of being a shitbag thing. Someone said, I unironically jizzed when we kissed, as opposed to an ironic jizz? How does that work?
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
I don't think he's using unironically correct.
Yo, like, no joke, I jizzed.
Yeah, no, we figured this one out already. He's stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for our final story.
Oh.
No, nothing more to say about that one.
Damn.
We got it.
I wanted an update.
We got it.
All right.
This last post comes from Am I Overreacting? Posted only a few days ago. Am I overreacting? I'm mad that my boyfriend, who's 20, wished me happy birthday 25 minutes late.
Girl.
Okay, 25 minutes late. Does that mean it was the next day? Like midnight?
Oh, right. You're right. Uh-oh, Shane's getting sassy.
Uh-oh.
Guys, if you're listening, switch to YouTube. You need to see this.
Here we go. I, 19, overreact about my birthday, and it's important to me. I keep posting about my birthday month on my private Instagram. It just has like 15 close people, and I think everyone knows my birthday is important to me, including my boyfriend. We've been dating for 4 to 5 months. He's sweet and caring. His cousins are visiting from London, so he's been busy with them, and that's okay. I don't mind it, but how much time does it take to drop a text saying happy birthday at 12? Okay. 10 people wished me between 12 a.m. to 12:15 a.m., including people I haven't even talked to in months. Most of my closest friends wished me a bit later, by the way, and I don't mind that because they were planning something else. I wasn't even mad in the first place, so even if they hadn't planned something, I wouldn't be mad at them for not wishing me at 12. But me and my boyfriend can't meet on my B-day because of the said cousins. He could have at least dropped a text. Even that was 25 minutes late. Then he called, but I declined. He called again, and I didn't pick up. And that's all I got for my birthday. To be fair, we do plan to meet this weekend, and he asked me what I'd like as a gift and such. But even then, a birthday is a birthday. My boyfriend doesn't take his birthday very seriously, by the way. He doesn't even like to celebrate and gets kind of annoyed if his friends celebrate for him. He texted me twice in the morning, too, wishing me a happy birthday, but I had to get ready for my party, so I didn't reply. I did call him and talk to him for a while, though, because my mood was better because I looked pretty.
I gotta go.
I mean, that's relatable.
No, totally.
Sorry, that's relatable.
It's relatable.
No, but I felt a little better because I was looking really good.
I was looking pretty, so I talked to him.
That's real, but... Then
all day radio silence. He had sent one meme to me all day. I was out the entire day with my friends, but I had to get back home around 9 to 10 p.m. to celebrate with my family. He knew that. Even then, no texts asking if I'm home or what I'm doing. I think he would have asked that if he wanted to talk. You know what I mean? Especially since I'd definitely be drinking at home with my family when we celebrate, so he could have dropped a text to talk before all that started. Then I was drunk, but I was home in my comfy clothes, so I was texting in this mutual group chat we have. He could see those texts too. Then my friend called me. He wasn't there with me on my B-day, and we talked while I was drunk. But my boyfriend didn't even bother with a single text. He called me at 1 a.m. I had been home for 3.5 hours at this point, and I answered. I was really mad, and I had sobered up for the most part, too. He asked why I'm upset, and I just said, I don't want to talk about it. Then he went to sleep. We were on a call for about 20 minutes with him, just asking me why I'm upset and trying to talk, and I wasn't saying much because I didn't want to ruin my day. In the morning today, I woke up to 3 reels sent to me. He did ask 2 to 3 times over text why I'm upset, but a lot of it is like buttering me up by saying I'm so pretty and all that. I don't know if I'm overreacting about this or not. Some guy friend of mine said he'd order me a cake at midnight when I said my boyfriend hasn't even wished me and that he does it for his friends too. It's not that he's doing it because he likes me, but to be honest, he does hit on me, so I didn't agree to that.
Oh,
I already have 3 cakes,
God.
So it's not like I needed it. But then it makes sense too because my other friends got me
a cake.
And she's spelling because with a BCS. But it makes sense too because my other friends got me a cake and flowers and such to surprise me, and my boyfriend couldn't even drop a single text. Am I overreacting about all this?
Yeah.
Broken heart emoji. He wasn't sleeping. He sleeps later than I do.
Oh, so still going.
He was up till like 3 a.m. He isn't working. He doesn't have a 9-to-5. He has generational wealth. That's it. Edit. I think there could be some cultural difference because I posted this in subs in my country and they're telling me to dump him. LOL.
Okay.
I think people are telling her to dump him to just save us all from the agony.
Just save this man.
Save us.
Guys, to be 19 and for this to be what's going on, you know?
Right.
You're in high school. Like, you're still, all your memories are back there.
Yeah.
Like, it is all.
And I know that it varies.
Yeah.
But this 19-year-old, 19 going on 13.
I felt like I was watching an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and like Cordelia is just going off.
A modern day Cordelia?
Oh.
Who can't spell?
That was a lot.
Yeah, I cannot stand her. I cannot hear that.
I cannot.
I think this is funny, though.
It's hilarious. It's pretty funny to read.
It's funny in the way that, like, I want to kill you. Like, I can't believe we're hearing, like, it's so angering to hear, like, and he can't even drop a single text.
After he called
in the same breath we've gotten, and he called me twice, and he texted me at this time, but then he can't even send one text? Like, nothing would have satisfied her unless it was, like, this huge, grand gesture. But even then, she would have been like, but it wasn't right at midnight, and it wasn't here.
You know, we're talking a lot about her being 19, but I will also say, I have heard stories from people I know about their moms going on, like, who are single, going on dates, and acting this same way.
Mm,
like,
right.
There's a very real possibility that 30 years from now, She's the same person.
Yeah, which, again, there's some merit to, like, whatever is important to you can be important to you. That's totally
fine.
It's then putting that on other people and expecting them to know that and embrace it and just express it at the highest value. That's what feels so inappropriate. And you've been dating for, she said, 4 to 5 months. Like, that's still pretty early in a relationship to expect somebody to just show up, know exactly what they're saying. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that she hasn't expressed how important her birthday is to this person because he's over here like, are you upset? Did I do something wrong? Like, is there something that you want to talk about? And she just doesn't want to say it?
Right.
Like, that's not helping anybody in this situation if you're going to refuse to talk about your feelings, even if they are a little unreasonable.
Yeah, like, all the pieces were right in front of her where she's like, some people don't care about their birthdays. It's like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, but I care about mine. Like,
yeah.
If somebody was texting me at midnight, happy birthday, I'd be like, damn. Like, why are you obsessed with me?
I think that was, I remember when I was 19, I felt like it was more common for people to do that. Like,
the midnight text. Yeah, when you're
30,
young,
like,
and alive.
What the
at 30,
doing?
You're waking up
I'm
at
like,
midnight.
What the
you're-
Stop. Yeah.
Dude, the paragraph where she's like, some guy friend of mine said he'd order me a cake at midnight. And I was like, I don't even need that. I already have 3 cakes. I don't even need any more. I'm like, what is happening?
Right. I'm like, I think we lie.
My theory is I think she's drunk writing this.
She might be.
She sounds drunk to me.
But sometimes when you're 19 and you're just like, I remember being on Tumblr and just go.
Yeah, it's also
and
true.
You're sober
she's just free writing.
Yeah, yeah, it's the day.
This is, this is an exercise.
Yeah.
Okay. So, verdict overreacting. You declined his calls at 12:25, didn't reply to his morning text, and then complained about radio silence for the rest of the day. You were self-sabotaging. You effectively shut down his attempts to celebrate you and then got mad that he stopped trying to shout into a void. Someone said, you're overreacting. I wouldn't even talk to you after this. It's 12 in the morning, and you need everyone to say happy birthday to you immediately and then leave everyone who doesn't on red. You refuse to talk to him for hours over such a minor issue. His feelings are probably hurt, and you sound so entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, you're overreacting. He didn't wish you a happy birthday late. He wished you a happy birthday 25 minutes into a 24-hour day. I sincerely hope this is rage bait and not actually how you treat your partner. Opie said, wow, this is real. Crying emojis.
Wow.
I knew people like this when I was 19.
Right.
And a lot of people are shaking their, or like nodding their heads in here.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know someone like this.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
At some point.
Yeah. And listen, like you, hopefully the goal is that you get that insight and are suddenly like, oh my gosh, I've been so hollow.
Yes. I knew people who were like this, extremely so, who then cut to 10 years later, you would never have guessed they were like that, right? Like, people evolve so much.
Totally. Yeah.
And some people don't at all.
Absolutely.
And some people get worse.
Yeah. And some people go good, and then bad.
It's actually,
and good.
By the time you're in your 30s, it's crazy.
Right.
The amount of, like, fluctuation you will see.
Totally.
Humans
are fallible, like, but we grow, we change. Yeah,
totally.
Like you said, we evolve. We're going to be in different versions. So it's, like, it's easy for us to critique and be like, oh my God, girl. But yeah, at the same time,
for
it's
sure.
like, for me, as long as I hear eventually like a sense of responsibility or like, oh my gosh, of course, like, you know what, guys, I was being entitled.
Yeah.
For me, it's always like, great, awesome. We've moved on. You have caught up to date. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I personally have never cared about the happy birthday texts because I'm really bad at them myself. So
I'm
I could never so expect.
Bad at it.
But if people, I'm like, if you're in the first hour or even by like 9 a.m., I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Especially if she did communicate that. I think a 30-minute grace is valid.
I would say 30-minute grace is valid for
in
sure.
In the most minimal sense.
Okay.
Totally.
Well, anyways, I could unpack that for days.
Yeah. Yes. A lot to unpack from today.
Mm, yes.
Thank you both for joining me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for watching. Let us know what your reactions were to these stories in the comments down below. And we will see you next Saturday.
Good night.
Bye next Saturday.
Bye. Yay.